Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events, with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. Well, the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Man Show, new head coaches as alma mater again. Coach Ricky Santos with me on the Boss Man Show, the Wildcats out of the CAA. Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Boss Man. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity.
No doubt. Let me ask you a quick question, though. The weather up there, man, how is it's 101 here today. What's the weather in New Hampshire today, brother?
It's beautiful. It's about 68 right now. It's going to get up to mid-70s. We actually have one of our incoming freshmen. He's from Savannah Country Day down there in Georgia. So he was saying the same thing. He got up here. He's like, he's excited to get out of the heat.
Yes, because see, here it's heat and humidity. It's a double whammy.
That air is just heavy, right? Yeah.
Yes. You go outside, you're dripping in water. Now, the thing about it is, he might not even use the snow up there, because as you know, in Georgia, we don't have salt here in Georgia or trucks.
We were strategic. We got him up on his official visit in the middle of the season, so he hasn't seen the snow yet. He said yes before it snowed.
Good job on that one. Good job, man. Let me ask you, man, how's it going to be back home in a place that you know, man? You've been on the staff there as well, moved up to now the head coach now, man. So how's it feel, man, to be leading this program that you played for, man?
It feels great. It's a dream job, to be honest with you. Incredible opportunity. And I would learn so much from our former head coach, Sean McDonald. And I really have to give him credit, you know, from a former student athlete playing under him. So I've been under him for 7 years, two different stints here as a quarterback coach and a receiver coach. So he's instrumental, you know, things I've learned from him. And, you know, for us, like, you know, football, it's not a game. It's a platform to teach life skills. So for me, it's an opportunity to give back. And some of the greatest mentors and motivators and just leaders I've had in my life have been coaches. And I've always kind of identified myself through athletics growing up and played three sports in high school. I've been fortunate enough to play at a high level, playing professionally. So all the great coaches that I've met throughout the years have shaped who I am today. And now, you know, it's my job to lead this program and teach our young men, you know, from the life experiences that I've had.
At what point did the light bulb go off in your head to say that I actually do want to get into coaching?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. So, you know, I get done playing, you know, a cup of coffee in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs, got released after camp, went to Canada for 5 years, and then I was off for a year. So I was a sports studies major, sports management. So I was kind of in between career paths. I wanted to get into the marketing side of sports. Then I was back home from Bellingham, Mass. So I was teaching and coaching at the high school ranks. You know, I was leaning towards kind of trying to be an athletic director at my old high school, doing that for about a year and a half. Coach McDonald gave me the opportunity to coach receivers, and I never really thought about coaching at the collegiate level. So I took a shot at it, long hours, low pay, you know, just those entry level positions. But I really fell in love with it, even though it was a grind and it was a ton of work. When I showed up every single day, boss man, it didn't feel like it was a job. It felt like it was something that I could really be passionate about. And that's when I knew it. That after that first year, I was like, this is for me. And it's only been a decade now, but I've worked extremely hard to get this position and had some success along the way.
I hear that, man. I know how it is, man. You know, you get the grind, like, you know, the grind is real. And we're really passionate about life or football, like I am, passionate about radio and things like that, like I am, man. You know, it does not work. It's not work, man. It's just something that's fun to do, man. It makes you happy.
It is. And I think it's few and far between. I talked to some of my friends who, you know, they've made it in professional ranks, whether it's in sales or, you know, in the medical profession or what would have you. And they like it. They make a good amount of money. They're not necessarily passionate to go to work every single day. So, you know, I think that's why I'm so fortunate and so blessed to do what I do, because I truly enjoy it. I love being around the guys. You know, they keep me young. I you know, it still allows me to be relevant with them. And I couldn't be happier to lead this program into the future.
And for you, Coach Santos, what's going to be your core values of your program that you're going to build this thing on as you all go forward?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would start with my leadership philosophy. And I tell the guys, like, you know, we did an exercise where, you know, they had to fill out some action questions to kind of see what type of leader they want to be. And I kind of started off, and my thing is, I said, you know, I want to dream big. So there's three core ethos that I believe as a leader. You know, the first one in dreaming big is belief. You have to have unwavering conviction in yourself. You have to, I'm an internal optimist. I always think the best is yet to come. So for me is, you know, I tell the guys, if you don't believe in yourself, how's everyone else going to believe in you? So that's the first thing for me. I truly believe that our program is going to get back to national relevance. I believe we're going to be a top 25 team. We're going to compete and win a national championship. And with that belief, though, you know, it can't just be something that you say out loud. There has to be an action plan with it. You know, so for me, I take a systematic approach to, I want to set goals. I'm goal oriented, but I also understand it's about the process and not about the results. So, you know, each segment of the season, you know, we like to break it down to, you know, each month is a little bit different. What's our goals? What's our weekly goals? What's our daily goals to make sure that we're attaining that and we're getting incrementally better? You know, the next part of dreaming big is having a positive influence. And for me, we talk to the guys all the time about being a thermostat, not a thermometer. And really what that means is you set the temperature of the room. You don't take it. So wherever you're at, you know, you control your 20-foot square sphere around you. Anybody that comes into it, have a positive influence on that person. Try to make that person's day better. It doesn't mean it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows, because sometimes, you know, life hits you, adversity hits you. But it means that even if it's not going, your day isn't going exactly how you want it, right? You really make sure that you're doing a great job influencing those guys in the right way and finding a way, right? So then when they leave that, you're like, okay, I feel better about myself. And then the last part of it is having a growth mindset. And what that means is, you know, you either win or you learn. We don't lose, right? We don't lose in our program, right? Losing is just an opportunity for us to you know, to learn from that experience and get better. We're never going to be defined by a loss, right? The only way that we get defined by it is if we keep making the same mistake twice. So I want our guys to have a growth mindset. And really that means just every single day, you know, if we can be better, if I can be better tomorrow than I am today, I did my job, and just kind of have that mindset every single day to get a little bit better.
You know, I hear that when I'm with you. I tell this to my team here across the glass from me. I tell them that same exact thing. Yeah. It's funny they're hearing this from you. And I say some of these things I say to them as well. I was like, you know, hey, you're hearing it now. Because also, yeah. Coach Santos, you know, but my father's a coach too. So he's 81 years old. Yeah. So he gives me every day.
You've had discipline. You've had structure your whole life. Like, he taught you all those life skills, right, that allows you to be this successful. So there's a reason why.
Yeah, you know what? I'm his only son, but he always tells me, I have 10,000 sons, not just you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it is. And that's the thing. Like, I've had, I'm an only child too, but all the brothers I had, you know, playing together, and they're my family. And now I have, you know, I have two children. My daughter's 4 and a half, and my son's 13 months. But yeah, now I get 100 sons a year that I get to look after.
Think about this. He started coaching in 1964.
Wow. how everything's evolved since then. Get crazy.
Yes. So he retired from coaching in 2012.
Yeah.
So wow. Think about that.
Yeah.
71 years old, this man retires
from and coaching. Now he gets to listen to you talk about sports. I mean, he must love it.
Yes, he does. Like every guest I have on my show, he's like, he looks you all up and okay. He's very invested in what I do. Yeah. You best believe it.
Incredible. Love that.
Yes. And you know what, man? You're in a good area to recruit from up there in the Boston area, New Hampshire area. Talk about the talent up there, man, for as drawing circles around your campus and be able to get the quality talent all over the Northeast, man.
Yeah, you know what? I think New England football is a little underrated compared to the scope of the rest of the country. But I agree. I think it's getting better. You know, in particular, we recruit heavily in Massachusetts. Obviously, I'm from Massachusetts, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm a little partial to those athletes. You know, but I think we do a good job, like you're saying, casting the net 4 or 5 hours around us. But we also, because of the, you know, the academic pedigree of our institution and the success that we've had for the last couple of decades, you know, we'll branch out as well. You know, we've had a couple of student athletes from Florida this past class, one from California, you know, really up Virginia and the DMV area and Maryland, all the way up to Mid-Atlantic. So, you know, we work hard at it. But again, if we want to work to keep that local talent home, if we can, we're going to always work inside out and then try to get the talent wherever we can find it.
Let me ask you a quick question. How good in your mind is St. John's Prep or my Uncle Dave coaches at?
They're elite. I actually just saw the rankings yesterday. I think they're number 3 in the state preseason. So I think it was Catholic Memorial. It was Springfield out in the western part of the state, and I'm pretty sure they were 3rd or 4th. So, yeah, they have high expectations going in this year, like they do every year. Yeah.
And Uncle Dave is in 70, still coaching.
Can't give it up.
My family's a coaching family. Now, I chose radio for a reason. I said, look, I want to be able to talk. Discuss sports and go home with a clear conscience every night. And I have the headaches. We take it on with me every night.
Well, that's the thing. I go home and my wife's looking at me like, can you be present here? I'm like, no, I am present, but I'm thinking about this work. I'm thinking about the practice plan for tomorrow. I got to call this recruit. Yeah, it's 24/7. We can't turn it off if we want to be successful.
No doubt. You know what's funny? When we watch a game together, my dad's coaching at the TV.
Yeah.
Inside zone. It's outside zone. It's split. It's combo coverage. I'm like, Dad, calm down.
Yeah.
Nobody's here but you and I.
Let me enjoy this. Let me just see. Yeah, that was a good big play. Like, yeah.
Because, you know, I play it too. So I'm like, Dad, I know this inside zone, Dad. I know that's a power. I mean, it's like.
But you can't. Like, it's such a, like, you have, if you're a coach, you have such an analytical brain now. Yes. When it comes to watching it. So it's like, and my wife jokes all the time. She's like, don't you get bored of watching football? I'm like, well, it's different. I'm watching the coaches cut up all day. Now I get to see it from, like, you know, I get to hear the announcers, and it's a whole different scope. She's like, it's just football. I'm like, no, it's different.
Yes. Look here. He has legal pads, Coach Santos.
And just be taking notes. Yeah.
It just starts taking notes. Then he'll start drawing some plays up.
Yeah.
Then he'll call my cousin, who's a coach at high school football in Atlanta, say, he goes some plays.
You got to try this. I have a notepad. I have a notepad that's in my drawer and in my living room too, that I pull out every now and then, and like once a month I'll look at it. Oh, I forgot about that. And that's a good red zone concept.
I swear, if you come out here to recruit, man, I may actually have to meet my father. He'll blow you away, man.
You know what? Hope we've had a pretty decent pipeline, you know, Georgia the last couple of years. I'll make sure that we at least get one guy so I can go do a home visit. We can link up.
Yes, indeed. Let me ask you this, man. You know, I've already been on staff there, man. How are those spring workouts? How's the summer going for you guys, man? And as you prepare for fall camp here in August, man.
You know what? We're doing a really good job. We have about 40 of our guys up right now, doing a great job with our strength coach lifting, training. And, you know, the NCAA granted us a little bit extra time with them this year, this past summer. So we get two hours a week of summer access. And now we're allowed to have football so we can go out there, do some skill development, you know, get with the guys and give them a script, and they can do some 7-on-7 stuff on their own. So I think we're in a really good spot there. We should have, you know, 90% of our team will be up July 5th and on. And then we start early this year. So our first game is September 1st, Thursday night, under the lights at home, which is going to be great. So camp starts August 1st. So it's about a week earlier, 5 days earlier than it has been the last few years. So we're eager, getting ready to go. We're kind of doing some, you know, some final prep stuff. Myself and both coordinators making sure camp is going to run exactly how we envision it. And now we're just getting ahead on some of our first opponents, doing some early scouting stuff, getting some notes down, making sure that when we get to, you know, the first month of the season, we can be as efficient as possible to get off to a fast start.
That's one for you, Coach Santos, this brother. How has the game changed since you played in the mid-2000s, man?
That's a great question. I would say, you know, for us, we've, you know, obviously Chip Kelly was the offense coordinator when I played here. So having the ability to play under him in an up-tempo spread system, he was an innovator. You know, we scored a ton of points, had a ton of offense success, you know, and I think the defenses have caught up to it. You know, back then there was a lot of basic, you know, one high or you know, 2-5 use, some basic zone coverages, some zone fires, you know, not as much man. And now teams are playing quarters press, playing cover one, very exotic when you get the third down. I think more teams are way more variable in terms of getting out of four down and three down front. So I think the defenses have caught up to those spread systems. So now for us, it's that cat and mouse game of running our base stuff that our guys are very comfortable with, but also making sure that we're adapting offensively, you know, getting some condensed stuff, maybe a little more under center, doing some different things where we can, you know, try to bring the fight back to the defense. So I think the game's evolved, you know, quite a bit. And in particular, how the defenses are doing a great job defending people.
I would say nickel is kind of pretty much the new base defense, and dime is now the old nickel.
yeah, exactly. Well, exactly right. And now, I mean, so it used to be, you know, your outside linebacker to the field was a Sam, and he was 6'2", 230, this big rugged dude. And now, you know, they're going, instead of 4-3, you're going to 4-2-5, and basically you just put another safety on the field. But that guy's tough enough to set the edge and be a run defender, but he's athletic enough to cover people in man-to-man. So I the guys are getting more athletic. The schemes are evolving, and it's a lot of fun trying to figure it all out.
Yes, indeed. It's always fun watching it. You know what I do? I like to watch a game on mute because I feel like sometimes the announcers, I'm like, because I'm seeing the whole different game.
Yeah, exactly right. No question. Sometimes they can talk you into something, or sometimes the announcers might, you know, they might say something and your dad's probably, no, that wasn't inside zone. That was duo. They're going vertical, not on a slant, yes, or whatever. And you're like,
yes, we were running a TE stunt. Yeah. that's not what the, like, we like, whoa. And then when my girlfriend walks with me, she's like, what are you doing? Her mind's blown. I'm like, don't worry about it. I have to talk to her in basic terms, not
yeah, exactly.
Like, terms that I want to use. Like,
I'll break it down to you after. Yes, yes. Let me enjoy this.
Yes, indeed. Hey, man, it's really fun, man. We got swapping numbers offline here, man. Like, same contest with you, but I love to see you, man. And when the Hawks play the Celtics, I love to have you and Peter down at the Garden to see me, because
I would really enjoy that.
Once a year we come to the Garden for sure.
I would really enjoy that, and whatever you need, you know, just let us know. I look forward to catching up and hopefully get on your show again.
Oh, you will be, trust me, you'll be on the show more often. Trust and believe that, buddy.
My man, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Anytime,
appreciate the opportunity.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.